GM Summer Drive is back. Right now, get up to $5,000 cash back on 2004 GM cars and trucks. Take delivery by August 31st. See your dealer at GM.com for details.
And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
R.C. Collins, a cadet from Bradley Military Academy, who feels it's his right to cut in line to see Ashley Simpson because he's going to protect our country someday, will be with us. Austin Amarca, who works at the Brewer Rendering Plant, and this is a plant that renders chickens for, you know, chicken meat. He abused chickens at the processing plant that he works at, but he says the real criminals are the people that eat these chickens. Sure, he kicked one, ran one over with a car, and threw one off a bridge, but he's a vegetarian. That's all I had on the Phil Hendry Show. We contacted the Toronto Blue Jays, and just so you know what I'm talking about, Carlos Delgado is a ball player with the Toronto Blue Jays, and I never make an issue out of these things unless the individual who is ordinarily in the profession of something else makes a public statement. In other words, if a guy is a commentator, a writer, if the individual is someone other than, what am I trying to say? Other than a non-professional, I don't make a big deal. But Carlos Delgado is a baseball player who made the statement, you know, the Iraq War is the stupidest war ever, and he will not stand in the dugout for the national anthem. And God bless America, and he comes from Puerto Rico, and he doesn't dig what America's been doing to Puerto Rico, whatever that is. I guess we're bombing the goats on some island. So, he doesn't stand in the dugout for the national anthem. Now, that's cool. I got no problem with that. He made a public comment to the effect that it was the stupidest war ever, and I don't even have a problem with that. However, now he's made a public statement that I feel if he wants to make the statement publicly, he should back it up publicly, right? See, the guy plays baseball for a living. No crime in that. He also has an opinion. No crime in that. However, when he plays baseball publicly and it's broadcast around the world, he is doing exactly what he does. When he states that the Iraq War is the stupidest war ever and Afghanistan was a bunch of baloney too, and he makes that statement publicly, now he's kind of, if you'll pardon the pun, he's moved far afield. He's out in left field, if you will. And now I believe he should answer for his comments. So we call the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, what do you suppose the Toronto Blue Jays, being a member of Major League Baseball, what do you think they're going to say? First of all, they know how stupid this guy is. We talked to the people in the press relations department. They claim that he declined, but really what they're saying is Carlos is not bright enough to defend what he said. He just said it. Some reporters reported it, and it got printed, and that's the end of that. Oh, okay. Well, really what they're saying is, look, this guy is some dumbbell from Puerto Rico. Do you honestly believe he's going to have any capability whatsoever to defend? He's a baseball player. That's what the Blue Jays are saying. The Toronto Blue Jays. You know, Toronto, up in Canada, where I guess they dig baseball too. See, this is why I get on the air. I got Mark Cuban on the air because he had just enough ego to think that I was going to really love him because he's so colorful. I don't like the guy. I don't like what he said about basketball benefiting from the rape of a woman. Now, Ben Cohen is the guy with Ben and Jerry's. He's another fat mouth who said that George Bush is a liar. Now, this election is going to boil down to some of the stupidest thinking that has ever occurred in this country. This election is going to turn on literally stupid people possibly getting their way. I don't doubt that there were mistakes made in assessing the intelligence around Iraq, as I've often said, but to call a man a liar, to say that he knew what he was saying was a lie, is an enormous statement. You must back that up, and I'm going to have this fat ice cream peddling guy come on here and back it up. And I guess he thinks that we're going to softball him, and we're not. I ain't going to come on here and be polite to nobody. Least of all, some ice cream peddler and some ball player.
Well, how come you get to say what you want to say, Phil?
This is what I do for a living. Do you understand? I'm a commentator. I'm a social critic for a living. I'm not batting a ball around. I'm not churning out diarrhea-producing ice cream. I'm a commentator on the radio. I don't, you know, the president says something. I've given up trying to get actors on here. I mean, nobody is going to come on and actually defend what they're going to say because they can't. They will take advantage of the public forum to say dumb things. And then they will slink away into the night and not back it up. Why? Because they can't. Because they don't have the information. They don't have the debating skill. They don't have probably the intelligence. They simply are frustrated and they want to say something. And because they're a baseball player and some guy from ESPN or Fox sticks a microphone in front of them, they're going to take advantage of the opportunity and say their dumb stuff. That's not bad. You're entitled to do it, but if you're a public personality, don't you think you're also, you know, it is incumbent upon you to defend what you're saying? Well, maybe they don't know what the word incumbent means. It's a quick way to get attention. And then when you call the ball clubs, they're only too happy to say no because they realize that this is a disaster in the making if they let this dumbbell get on the air and actually try to back up what he's going to say. Same thing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Same thing with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Same thing with the Oakland Raiders. The entire establishment of sports is in business for one reason and one reason only. That is to maximize their profit. And they are not going to maximize their profit too readily by allowing their stupid employees to begin spouting off on issues that they know nothing about. Least of all, get them on the air and have them actually debate it with somebody. Sure, if the guy says something dumb, the flack from the press department is going to say, well, he has a right to say that. You know, he's going to say whatever he's supposed to say. He's a mouthpiece. So the mouthpiece for the Toronto Blue Jays said he don't want to get on there. And what did he say, Chris? Carlos doesn't want to do it because he just said it and that's just what he said.
Yeah, it was his personal feeling and he doesn't want to make a big political thing.
Oh, he don't want to make a big political thing out of it, although when a guy stuck a camera in his face, he was only too happy to say it, huh? But he don't want to make a big political thing. What he means is he hasn't got the ability to back it up. So we got just another stupid ball player weighing it. Do us all a big favor here in America, will you? Baseball players, football players, hockey players, and basketball players of the world. If you're going to stand in front of a microphone and start holding forth on things other than sports, why don't you either do one of two things? Learn about what it is you're talking about so that you can actually speak intelligently about it. Or allow yourself to be a part of a forum where you can debate it with other people who may disagree with you. But either way, be forewarned. The world of thought, the world of idea, the world of political argument is a different world than the world of baseball or hockey. In baseball or hockey, you're up against guys that have equal skills with you in terms of those sports. In the world of political thought, comment, and debate, that's a whole other turf. And if you think you're going to jump into that and not have somebody challenge you, it's going to happen. Now, because you're protected by the, you know, the mouthpieces that work as the press flags for the Blue Jays or whatever other team is out there, you're sort of in this nether world, you're kind of in this parallel dimension where you can pretend like you have some credibility when it comes to these things. You can pretend like that. Because nobody makes you answer for it. And I told the Blue Jays yesterday when I called him, I said, okay, if he doesn't come on the air with me, I'm going to make him an issue for as long as I can. Same way I made Warren Sapp an issue. And don't think for a minute we weren't instrumental in driving his ass, his big fat ass, out of Tampa and up to Oakland, where he'll probably stink it up too. Don't think for a minute that we didn't have something to do with that. Carlos Delgado is a young, dumb kid with a very confused view of life and an inability to explain it or back it up. So go out there and bat your baseballs around, kid. Go cash your big fat check, and why don't you just shut up? And you people at the Blue Jays, why don't you do yourselves a big favor? Keep your kids playing baseball. When they start running their big mouths about politics, you're only drawing unnecessary attention to yourselves. As in, hi, we're the Toronto Blue Jays, and we hire people that... Where are the Blue Jays right now in the standings? Do you know, Mark? You know, nobody on this show follows baseball, so there's no one in this program that has the least information, knowledge, or interest in baseball. What are they, in last place, first place, sixth place, ninth place? And why are they called the Blue Jays anyway? Why, because that's the favorite bird of Toronto? Is that what they call their cops? Is that the way they call a marijuana cigarette in Toronto? Is that what the color of the weed is up there? The Toronto Blue Jays? Is that the color of the rolling papers?
Last.
Jays are in last place. Yeah! 41-53. Nice going. Did they win a World Series? Yeah, they did. They beat the, I know they beat the Braves. Boy, if you hadn't been playing the Braves that year, you were so lucky to meet the Braves in that series, it's not even funny. Boy, there's a sad team. The Atlanta Braves, year in, year out, one of the best teams in baseball, or so I'm told. They couldn't win a World Series, man. If they were giving money away in big, in huge billion-dollar chunks of gold, they couldn't win a World Series. All right, 20 games back are the Toronto Blue Jays. Don't you think you guys got bigger fish to fry, man, than having some punk kid out of Puerto Rico with about 6 cents worth of brains sounding off on subjects he has absolutely no information on and then doesn't want to respond to it? Get the kid back out on the ball field and make him play some baseball. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Speaking of sports, Eddie George has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I know a lot of you don't know anything about football. It's okay. Take it from me and my good friend, Mr. Newman, when we tell you that's huge. Eddie George, like one of the top running backs in the professional ranks of football and beyond. He may even be pretty good if he played in Canada. And he is now playing with the Dallas Cowguys. Hey, Cowguys! I think you're going to be great this year. 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry Show coming up tonight. R.C. Collins, a cadet from Bradley Military Academy, was pushing people out of line at an Ashley Simpson signing. As a future member of our military, he feels it's his right to butt in line and tell Ms. Simpson, along with members of his mongoose squad, that she is their official, well, shall we say, squadron mascot Tang. And also Austin DeMarco on, yes, he abused chickens, but he's a vegetarian, and he ain't nothing, he's not as bad as those people that eat chickens. That's coming up tonight on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Here is John. Hello, John.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
I'm sorry. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Thanks for taking my call. Pretty good.
Good.
I love your show. I'm a long-time listener. But
thank you.
I think yesterday when you were talking about the Jerry guy, I think you went a little bit over the top, and you were too mean to him, and I think you basically resorted to ad hominem attacks. You attacked the man and didn't attack,
Let me ask you something. He's calling President Bush a liar. He's going town to town with his really sort of childish a little trailer with pants coming out of the guy's, or fire coming out of his pants, something like that?
Right.
I mean,
he's not attacking you, is he? So.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on for a second. He's attacking President Bush in a highly personal way by calling the man a liar. Not saying that he perhaps mishandled information or wasn't given proper information or any of a number of other possibilities that are far more likely. He is spending money to go around the country and basically call a man a liar. He's got volunteers coming out working for free. And are you trying to tell me he's not going to be promoting his ice cream while he's doing this?
No, he probably is.
But
I can tell you, though, there's some pretty good reasons to suggest that maybe Bush did lie.
No, you can't tell me that. I've looked into it, sir. I've looked into it. No, you can't.
So I cannot recall a time when Bush said he was positive about those weapons of mass destruction, but I do recall one instance in which Powell specifically said that they were positive about the weapons of mass destruction.
He was speaking from the standpoint of, sir, if you want, look at, if you want to call a guy a liar, be a child and call him a liar. I'm trying to say, in a time of crisis for our country, we have to have clear thinking. We had lousy intelligence that was given not only to the British, but to the United States as well, and not only was it acted on by President Bush, it was believed by Mr. Kerry, it was believed by Ms. Albright, it was believed by Senator Clinton,
it was believed by
a lot of people, sir. Are they liars? Are they liars? They made public statements to the effect that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Are they liars too?
No.
No, of course they aren't, sir, because they eat Ben's ice cream. That's why they're not liars.
Well, I think that they believe the president, you know, the president.
Oh, yeah, get lost. Can we get some adults to call? Any adult, anybody over the age of 18, anybody who is grown up, wipes their own ass, you know, just little things like that. The president said it, so we believed him. I'm telling you, before this year is out, someone's going to die at my hands. I'm looking at Chris right now. No, no, it's cool, man. It's just, you're all right, Chris. I mean, can we just... Never mind. You know what? You know what my problem is? I take my job too serious. I had to just remember, it's just a talk show, Phil. It's just a lousy, stupid, stinking talk show. People have made their minds up already. You know, America's not the bright country you think it is. You know, we're going to fumble along the way we've always fumbled along. It's going to be fine. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to John. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Phil, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I've never heard your show before until tonight. But, you know, I was listening to what you were talking about, the baseball player who made the comments and then won't come on show.
Delgado?
Exactly. And,
right.
And, you know, I mean, I gotta say, you know, freedom of speech, like you said, does allow him to say what he wants to say, even though he's not a professional commentator, he's just a baseball player. But also, freedom of speech gives him the right to not speak if he wants to.
Does freedom of speech give him the right to say it in front of like millions?
Well, sure, why not? I mean,
does it give it to you?
Sure. Here I am. I'm in front of however many people
are in
the show.
Nobody's going to be coming up to you, though, John. So you won't have the opportunity to not only influence millions of people, you won't have the opportunity to back it up. All I'm asking him to do, you know, you're right. Everything you're saying is right. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, dude, if you want to say what you're saying, and you said it to a lot of folks, why don't you tell us why?
Well, but think about it. If he knows, you know, that someone like yourself is so staunchly opposed to his view, and like you said, he is just a baseball player. He's not a commentator.
Then why was he sounding? Then why would he even sound off on the subject, sir? If he doesn't have the information to back it up, why would any man yourself?
Who knows? You know, he certainly doesn't have the.
I'm going to put forth a proposition to you. If you've got an opinion. Don't you think in an intelligent society we have something to back it up with?
Just because he doesn't want to get on your show, he knows he's going to get on your show.
Sir,
he's going to lose.
You know, the reason why he doesn't want to get on my show or anybody else's show is because he doesn't have the information to back up the opinion he has. He does not.
You don't know that's true.
I mean, I know it's true. I don't know how old he is. I've been around his business. I've been a journalist in sports. Look at John. Would you just listen to a man of experience and shut up for a minute, for God's sake? I've been around sports journalism, athletes my entire 31 years. These guys are idiots. With the odd exception every now and again, these guys are idiots. And when they make a statement about the war in Iraq, they have not the information to back it up. If they did, they'd be happy to say what it is. Carlos Delgado is just some dumb kid who's got an attitude about the war in Iraq because, like so many other members of his generation, he's pissed off that he wasn't part of the love generation and couldn't, you know, like take his clothes off in the freaking fountain in front of the Washington Mall. So he wants to be like, you know, because he's guilty, he's making so much money, he wants to make sure his homies know that he's still just one of them, so he's going to crap all over Bush. I mean, he's got a million and one personal little reasons, none of them having to do with actually thinking the problem through. You don't know, Phil, whether he... Oh, come on, dude, I know exactly. I'm telling it again. I'm going to say it again. I'll tell the Toronto Blue Jays. Your boy, that Delgado kid, he's an idiot. Keep him away from microphones. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, it's really interesting to me, especially the sports press. You know, there is really no such thing as sports journalism, because most of the guys that write newspaper columns or do broadcast sports shows, their job is to stay inside the underwear of the athletes that they are covering. So the last thing they're going to do is critique them in any real journalistic way. They're never going to do that. This is what you hear, for instance, about the Delgado situation. Americans don't like to see their athletes speak their minds. It really makes them angry, and that's not fair. It's not fair at all. Why can't an athlete speak? I'm not saying a guy can't speak his mind. But when you have a public forum and you speak your mind, why don't you give me reasons as to why you think that way? What are you afraid of? In other words, you get to say what you want to say, and when I ask you questions or disagree with the things that you say, somehow I'm the big, bad public, not allowing a poor, innocent little ball player to have his opinion? Is that it? Do you understand that this is how corrupt professional sports has gotten? I got to laugh. Andy Ashwood is a very nice guy. He is the VP of Fox Sports. Great guy. I love Andrew. He had us on the air in San Antonio. I know him from the Miami days. He's a very nice man. Andrew says to me, how'd you like to do a sports show on the weekends on Fox? I said, you got to be kidding me. You're not going to want me on your network, man. Are you kidding? Do you understand what you're getting? You're going to put me on the air? You put me on Fox Sports, and you'll have me off in 48 hours tops, because the audience will love it. The audience will absolutely eat it up, but the sporting establishment will be horrified. The athletes, the owners of the teams, the general managers, the flacks that work in the press office, they will never have been spoken to the way I'll speak to these guys. Because I got a little bit, you know what, I got a couple of issues. I'm getting tired of hearing people voice opinions and then not back them up. He's a ball player. He gets a pass, see? Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we let some stupid baseball player say something dumb, and then I'm the guy that, you know, that maybe I don't have the right to ask him to back it up, right? Okay? Then we have, like, a president or a vice president or a guy in Congress that says something stupid, and everybody is down this guy's throat in seconds. I maintain that that guy in Washington has less influence than Carlos Delgado. I would think that I want to have Delgado explain himself more than I want to have some congressman explain himself. After all, who's listening to those guys anyway? I'm reading an article in ESPN right now, a guy by the name of Mark Kreidler, and this guy can't fall over himself fast enough to defend Carlos Delgado's right to say what he said. Nobody is disputing his right to say what he said. I'm asking him to back it up, but he's not bright enough. Do you understand? He's simply not bright enough. He doesn't have the information. He doesn't have the facts at hand. He doesn't even know why he's saying what he's saying, other than the fact that he comes from an impoverished part of the American Imperial Empire, and it would be uncool for him to say anything else. That's it. You want to know why people have a lot of the opinions they've got? Because they can't stand the idea of them looking uncool. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Matt. Matt?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, you just kind of nailed my point just a second ago with your stuff about Carlos Delgado not being informed. I agree, he's probably not informed. But it's actually something you just said about a couple minutes ago about how my generation is mad that we're not part of the baby boom generation. And
I don't know what part of generation you're in.
What's that?
I don't know what generation you're in.
I'm the same age as Carlos Delgado.
You're 32?
And I'm 28.
Then you're not the same age as Carlos Delgado.
But same generation. But you talked about how our generation's mad that we're not part of the baby boom.
You cats didn't get to fight the cops in the streets. You didn't you didn't get to burn down the campus. It's all kind of boring these days, and so this is your chance to get out and pretend like this is Vietnam, man, and it ain't.
I agree with you. I actually support the war. I don't think it's cool to go after a ball player just because he's a ball player, to go after Michael Moore Moore.
I'm going after this guy because he made a public statement, and I want him to back it up publicly. But ball players, why do they get to say things and not back them up? Other people have to back up what they say.
Well, because we all know ball players have lower IQs than
everybody. No, we don't. No, we don't. Because when I bring it up, you and a whole bunch of people like you rush to their defense.
My defense was more of public figures. It's more of a Michael Moore, Linda Ronstadt, whatever thing. Everybody jumps on their back.
What are you talking about, man? Everybody is disagreeing with them, maybe. Are we not allowed to disagree with Linda Ronstadt?
No, everybody went crazy on Michael Moore after the Oscars.
Because the guy's a liar, man. He's a liar. Let me ask you something. Am I supposed to sit there and listen to a guy just shovel bullcrap without responding to it? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
No.
Okay, so the cat's a liar, and I'm calling him on it.
I don't know if he's a liar.
Well, he's
got a point of view. He's got a point of view.
No, he's a liar. I've looked into it, man. I've seen his movie. I know the facts. You know, this is not a time in the history of the country, Matt, where everything is relative. You know, well, you know, like Moore's statement, it's my version of the facts, and I made the statement the other day. So my version of the sun coming up in the east is that it comes up in the west. Is that what he means by version of the facts? You know, we need clear thinking, man. And some guy coming up and purposefully, on purpose, obfuscating the truth. A Linda Ronstadt saying her dumb stuff, good for her. I don't think she should have been fired, but I guarantee you this. If the chick had gotten up there and said something like, and I think Aladdin is a blood-sucking institution of a bunch of free, and it's owned by a bunch of heebs, too. You think they'll keep her on stage for that one?
No, of course they should?
Right. You know? Yeah. And now Carlos Delgado comes along and says, quote, the stupidest war ever, end quote. And we're not allowed to question these people. We have to just say, well, they have a right to say it. Of course they have a right to say it. I will never say that Carlos Delgado doesn't have a right to say it. What I'm saying is, I got a right to ask him about it. Why don't I have that right?
You don't have the right to ask him about it. It's just you're attacking him because he's a ball player. Nobody even knew about this if it wasn't on the Drudge Report a couple days
the
ago.
Who cares what
Carlos Delgado says?
I do, man, because he's read. People read sports pages. People listen to what these imbeciles say. Okay, it's my job when somebody makes a public statement, especially when it's far afield of what the profession is. It's my job to ask him. Well, really? Well, why don't you back that up? Like this Ben Cohen guy. This guy makes ice cream for a living.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I'm with you on Ben Cohen. Hey, I support
you. You're with me
on Ben. I just think going after public figures for speaking their mind is just...
That's not why I'm doing it, man.
Why shouldn't they?
That's not why I'm doing it, dude.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. I ain't never said I'm going after them because they're speaking their mind. I'm going after them because I disagree with them. And I'm going after them because they're taking advantage of the situation. Hi, I'm an actor. And I make movies. Now I'm going to, like, make speeches and stuff. Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, guess what, dude? I'm going to call you a dumbass. I'm going to ask you to back up what you're saying. I'm going to mock you, make fun of you. It's my job. And let's just see whether you got what you think you got, right? Hi, I'm a ball player. I play baseball for a living. But you know what? I think I'll weigh in on the political landscape, okay? Far out. Same thing. Same question. Hi, I'm Debbie Fields. I make cookies, but let me tell you about the Gestapo regime of George Bush. Are you trying to tell me that I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't say, wow, that's really cool. A woman that makes cookies is now like laying into Bush. I gotta ask her. To me, it's the same thing. Carlos Delgado plays baseball. Debbie Fields makes cookies. What's the difference? They're both for the entertainment of the American people. They're both sort of like entertainers. He entertains with his stick and his bat and his glove, and she, whatever she does. And I can't, you know, say, really, Mr. Delgado? Well, why? So he ain't going to say nothing, and the reason the Blue Jays gave us is because he's too freaking dumb and Puerto Rican. I'm just kidding. They didn't say that. They might as well have said that, though. I'm telling you, that was the sound I was getting on the other end of the phone from the Blue Jays. You better look into that guy that you got working in your press relations office. You could use a guy a little more tact. Forget his name. 1-800-449-8686. It was Jose something. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Speaking of sports, God, we It's like I'm doing a sports hour here. But I just saw on TV where Mike Tyson's fighting this guy, Danny Williams, from Great Britain. He's 31 years old. He's got a... I don't know what his record is, but he's 31, and supposedly he's a knockout artist. So we were talking about Tyson, you know, and Tyson is certainly advanced in years, but I remember when he was fighting, people would say, oh, man, are you kidding me? For $8 million, I'll get in the ring with Mike Tyson. Yeah, uh-huh. What makes you think you're going to walk out, man? What, are you kidding me? I could stay away from him for 30 seconds. You could stay away from it? First of all, I doubt very seriously if there's anybody in my listening audience right now, unless, like, you know, Lennox Lewis happens to be listening, who could stay away from Tyson for 20 seconds before he lands the punch that sends you winging your way to the heavens. I mean, you'll be strumming a harp, man. You better make sure that whoever gets that $6 million is somebody in your family or somebody you know and wants to have, you know, that somebody you want to have it, because you ain't going to see any of it. Remember how cats used to say that? God, man, did you see the money he made? Man, Frank Bruno got in the ring with Mike Tyson. Guy's putting a $20 million payday, man. Hell, I could get in the ring with Mike Tyson for $10 million. Well, A, you ain't going to get $10 million. Nobody wants to see you in the ring with Mike Tyson. Yeah, pay-per-view. Billy Johnson from Arcadia versus Mike Tyson. It's going to be a $30 million payday, baby. They are just selling out the pay-per-view on this one. Some guy that works in a bicycle shop. Some dude that tends bar and also works at the Taco Lita down there on Duarte Road is also going to get into the ring for a whole minute with Mike Tyson. If he can stay on his bicycle, man, for 1 minute, he'll split the big $30 million payday. Yeah. I wouldn't get in the ring with Mike Tyson if he were 100. Well, maybe if he was 100. Don't you think that I would? What do you think? How good do you think Mike Tyson will be when he's 100? Okay. And... like, say, me right now. I'm 51. The way I am now, I'd still get my ass kicked? If Tyson were 100? Let me ask you this question. Here's a better one. Who do you think would win in a fight right now, me or Muhammad Ali? You're waving goodbye to me? Poor Muhammad. Boy, that guy was great. Greatest heavyweight in the history of the world, Muhammad Ali. Not Joe Louis. Not Rocky Marciano. Not Dempsey. Muhammad Ali, he fought everybody they wanted him to fight, and then some. He went out looking for guys to fight. Some guys ducked him. They all eventually got into the ring with him. Nobody was better. And I remember when he was fighting, they all said, oh, who's he fought? He fought everybody. He fought Foreman. He fought Jimmy Young. He fought, you know, all those great fights with Frazier. He fought Spinks. He fought Liston. He fought Patterson. He fought all those tomato cans they brought over from Europe. That Belgian, what's his name? Remember that tomato can they brought over from Britain? That clown? He was a paratrooper from the British Army. Jesus, that was hysterical. You should have seen this guy. Some big, tall, white drink of water, right? And Ali just landed a jab on this guy's nose. And the guy is rocking back and forth on his feet, trying to stay on his feet. You can tell he's just rocked this guy's, like his brains has turned into tomato bisque. And the guy's just trying to stand on his feet with just nervous energy. Something else. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Shiny. Hello, Shiny.
Hi.
Or Shiny.
How are you?
Good, ma'am. Thank you.
Good. My response is in regards to some of the conversations that have taken place. And I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that it's completely ridiculous that every time someone has an opinion on the war or an opinion about the current administration, celebrities in particular, they get completely crucified. Their CDs get smashed up. They get dropped from, like, contracts that they have, you know, with companies. And it's ridiculous. Everybody has a political opinion.
Who's gotten their CDs smashed up? You mean the Dixie Chicks? Oh, yeah, they're really hurting, aren't they? Yeah,
no,
Dixie
actually,
Chicks, man. They're out on their ass right now, man. They're not making any money.
No, I'm not saying that they're hurting.
They're more popular than ever. Are you kidding me?
Right. I mean, I'm not saying that they're hurting, but it's ridiculous.
So what exactly is the problem?
The problem is why is it that these celebrities cannot have, like, any kind of
They can have an
opinion.
Why can't people disagree with them? Why can't people say, hey, you know that Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks? She's an imbecile. You want to know why? Because she said something that is absolutely incorrect. and her opinion is not based in any information or any knowledge. She just got up to provoke an audience in Britain. Why can't I say that? Why am I not allowed to say that?
Why is it not allowed for her to say that she is ashamed?
Why is it
not country?
Allowed for me to say that she provoked that audience without having any information? Why
just,
am I not allowed
to
say that?
It's just gotten out of hand, like the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Let's not harm our precious celebrities. Because their lives are just so... I mean, Shiny, no offense, man, but what do you do? Spend the whole day reading Star Magazine?
Actually, yeah, that's what I do.
Come on. What, you sound like a bright lady. What are you talking about?
Yes,
gotten
I
out
am.
Of hand. I mean, the rest of these people, whether it's Maine's or any, and they can say whatever they want to say, and I'm going to say what I want to say. Good?
Right.
And guess what? Guess who gets heard more? Her. Everybody's hearing her. Nobody's hearing me.
Right. I mean, I don't agree with Linda Ronstadt getting escorted out of a hotel because of something that she said.
Right. What if she got up and said... What if she would have got up and said, hi, I'm Linda Ronstadt, and all of you kikes out there in the audience, I just want you to know I don't like Jews.
Well, that's a little more extreme.
Oh, I see.
They
don't have freedom of speech, huh?
No. That's completely different.
Why?
Because she's being an outward racist, and she's...
Well, what's wrong with that? It's her opinion.
She's targeting...
It's her opinion. It's her opinion, ma'am. It's her opinion. You were just sitting there defending her right to have her opinion.
Right, but having an opinion on one particular race.
I see. Don't have an opinion on things that Shiny doesn't want you to have an opinion on. Just have on the things that she wants you to have an opinion on. Is that it?
No.
Well, I think that's what
you're saying. But having an opinion on the war is a completely different thing.
I see.
I don't agree with this war, but I mean,
no,
I can have an opinion with it.
No, you don't agree with the war, but you don't have an opinion with it?
No. I can have an opinion on it.
Nobody said that you can't. Am I allowed to, when you express your opinion, take exception to it? Or am I just supposed to stand there and shut up?
We're
living in a society. I don't get this world. The reason why you don't want Linda Ronstadt or these celebrities to be criticized is because you're afraid the same thing might happen to you. If you have an opinion and somebody asks you to back it up, you can't do it.
Okay, what is it that you want me to back up? I'll be happy to back it up.
I don't have the time. And you know what? I, with all due respect, I've been listening to you talk. I can tell that you really don't have a clear idea on what it is you're saying.
No, I do have a clear idea, but giving me a chance to talk.
Lady, I got to keep the show going, okay? If I turned it over to you, I'd lose all three of the listeners I have right now, okay? I got to keep it moving. 1-800-449. Yeah, this whole thing, give me a chance to talk. I'd love to give you guys a chance to talk. If you sound interesting, talk. If not, I got to keep talking, man. I got to keep moving, baby, huh? We're wrapping a series up in 14 seconds. I got to keep this thing going, man. It's my life. To you, it's just a phone call. To me, it's my freaking life's work. You understand? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Go ahead, RC.
Yes, sir. I just think that civilians need to acknowledge that when someone in a military uniform is out there in civilian life, you need to back off a little bit. I mean, you just need to show that you fully understand the situation.
Because military personnel, in your opinion, are superior to civilians?
In what we contribute, yes, sir.
Are you a president in a military academy?
Yes, sir. I attend Bradley Military Academy. It's a military academy in Aladena, California.
With an eye toward eventually going to West Point, huh?
That is correct, yeah. I'm going to West Point as well as eventually joining Army Rangers at Fort Benning, which is in Georgia. And at Bradley's Military Academy, we do have members of a group called the Mongoose Squad, which is like an elite part of the student population.
All right, well, congratulations and continued success on your path to a military career.
Thank you, sir. But the reason why I called is I found myself getting a little angry today because a group of cadets left campus today to go down to Tower Records in Sherman Oaks because Ashley Simpson is down there signing autographs and stuff. And she's like the official woman of the Munger Squad. It just is something for us when we say we go to war, we're going to go to war for Ashley Simpson. And anyway, we did go in uniform so that people would know that we have a, I don't know, like a certain commitment to our country, and that many of us will go to fight in Iraq or wherever our country sends us, and we may not come back. And I guess the mistake I made is that other people would recognize that and appreciate it.
Well, what happened today at Tower Records? You guys were there trying to get a better position in line to get her autograph, if what I'm hearing is right.
Well, we had showed up in separate cars, so we wanted all of us to be in line together, and yeah, up toward the front of the line, because we were in full cadet uniform, and we did want to have a photo with her.
And so did you want to cut in line? Was that your point?
Well, we didn't see it as cutting in line. When it's just my opinion that when a man in military uniform shows up anywhere in civilian life, there's really two things. I mean, number one, you're looking at a man who's probably, I guess, better than the other people around him, which is not a knock on them, but that's, when you see a man in uniform, that is the highest quality person that we have in American life. And number two, when you do see him, because of his elevated status as a person, he should get some preferential treatment. And, I mean, this is something I think every American knows in their hearts, and we were trying to remind them of that today at this Ashley Simpson event.
All right, I'm talking with R.C. Collins. He's a cadet at the Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. Now, you guys went down. There were four members of your junior class at Bradley Military Academy. You went down there in your full cadet uniforms. You wanted to get Ashley Simpson. And Ashley Simpson, if I understand, is she the sister of...
Yes.
The sister of Jessica Simpson?
Yes, that's correct.
And you guys are... She's like your favorite, you know, female or something?
Yeah, she's just like the... I guess the unofficial, like, mascot or whatever of our Mongoose Squad, which is...
And what is the Mongoose Squad? Is this some group?
It's like an elite group, like the Rangers are to the Army or the SEALs are to the Navy. It's the Bradley Military Academy. We're the elite squad of the Academy.
All right, so when I talked to the security people, RC, today, one of them told me that a group of young men... around your ages, 16 and 17,
yes, sir,
wearing military-style uniforms, began demanding that they get in the front of the line, and he said that one of you pushed a girl to the pavement?
All right, let me stop you right there. This civilian was wearing a yellow security jacket. He asked me to stop requesting that we be admitted into the line further up, and I said to excuse you, sir, but I'm from a military academy, and I'm, you know, and I told him, I said, and someday I'm trained to defend you, and I don't see why I take orders from a guy, you know, in a yellow windbreaker. And that's when he tried to grab me and one of the other cadets that was there, Cadet McElroy, and that's when I basically disabused him of the idea. And in the process, this girl got pushed to the ground and hit her head on the curb, from what I heard. And
yeah, but the girl did get pushed to the ground, and you guys were asked to not try and cut into line.
I was asked, and I declined, yes, sir.
You were asked not to cut in line, and you declined.
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. And if I'm hearing you right, R.C., you're saying that people in the military, in uniform, represent the very finest that America has to offer. Therefore, they should be given some deference, some preferential treatment. Is that really the point you were trying to make?
Well, it wasn't really a point that we went down there to make. It was something that we assumed everybody knew. And the disappointment was that we had to remind the civilians there that was in case the fact. And when a civilian wearing his little yellow windbreaker, you know, and his little security shirt, and he's trying to tell me that I can't, you know, take my place in line.
Well, he said you were cutting in line.
You know what? He may see it that way. I see it, and the other cadets saw it, and, you know, I don't want to say that we're, you know, pushing people around, but we basically feel that we have the right to cut in line on account of wearing a uniform. And when he put his hand on me, that's when, you know, your instinct takes over. And we...
Well, there was a little bit of a scuffle. A girl got pushed to the ground, and you said that you were declining his invitation to leave the line and get in the back of the line.
Well, look, these events, one of the things is they generally hire a selection of inner-city youth that they give these yellow windbreakers to and little walkie-talkies, and then they think of themselves as some kind of elite, you know, special forces group or something. And the cadets that I was with from Bradley, we're actual cadets and everything at a military academy, and we've been through the training, and so when he was trying to tell me to leave the place in line that I'd secured, I told him as politely as I could that I declined, and that's when he grabbed me.
Yeah, but you guys cut in line is the point that I'm trying to make here, and that's what the security people said. And
well, as I told you, we were simply trying to get up to introduce ourselves to Ms. Ashley Simpson, who was there, and tell her that she was, you know, the official sort of, you know, girl for the Mongoose Squad, and I know what you mean about these other 14-year-old girls in line, but I can assure you Ashley Simpson's going to appreciate meeting... I think she's going to appreciate meeting a military cadet a lot more than she is somebody's little sister. You know what?
Well, the girl you pushed down got a mild concussion.
Yes, sir.
And the security man suffered a gash to his face, which I don't know what that's about, and a sprained shin because one of you guys allegedly kicked him.
Well, it's called giving him a dead leg, and we just didn't kick him. It's a move. I mean, Ashley Simpson, Jessica Simpson, Paris Kelp, you know, we're going to eventually go to Iraq and fight for this country, and it's only fair that the women, what we admire, acknowledge our sacrifice, and civilians need to take a back seat on that.
Well, that's what you're saying, right? You're saying, hi, I'm in a military uniform, so let me cut in line.
It's just wise to let anyone in a military uniform to the front of the line, or if there's a line of us getting beers, or what, just let us get our beer, because the flip side, the downside is, you're just going to be asking for a world of hurt. And
see, here's what you're doing, if you don't mind me saying, RC. You're threatening people with physical violence if they don't just let you cut in line wearing your military uniform. And what I'm saying is...
No, we're not. We're simply saying that we are in uniform and don't put your hands on me. That's all. When he put his hands on me...
That's why he was hired.
Hey, you know what? What can I tell you? Some guy in a yellow windbreaker doesn't put his hands on me.
How old are you, man?
I'm 16.
And you're a junior at Bradley Military Academy?
Yes, sir.
And you went out to the Ashley Simpson signing today. You wanted to get her autograph, and four of you cadets pushed your way to the front of the line, or as you say, secured yourself a place in line, and some guy from security tried to pull you out of there, and you didn't like it. Now, your point here about the military getting preferential treatment is fine. What about that girl that got pushed to the ground?
You know what, sir? I don't know about that, but I can tell you that, you know, we did not take responsibility for that. I think the security there, maybe they did it. I don't know. You know,
Well, look it, pal.
And I don't really appreciate being called pal.
All right, well, look it, cadet. Civilians are who you're fighting for. And to say that...
No, we know who we're fighting for. They need to now show us, especially when it comes to an event like seeing Ashley Simpson, just back at that, you know, dial it down a notch and let us go up to the line and to see her.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This young man is going to be, quote, fighting for our country someday. He's a military academy cadet. He hopes to go to West Point and eventually Fort Benning, Georgia, to join the Rangers. And because he's in a uniform, he feels civilians need to take a positive view of that. Just back off, let them have their place in line. And somebody apparently grabbed him and tried to pull him out of line, and he said, no guy in a yellow windbreaker is going to put their hands on me. 1-800-449-8686. We're listening to R.C. Collins. He's a military cadet. He's not in the Army. So please don't get any idea that we're listening to a member of the U.S. Armed Forces per se. It's a kid that goes to a military academy about how he needs to get proper respect while he's wearing his little military outfit. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
RC, I don't understand the connection to Ashley Simpson that you guys have. You're in a military academy, right?
Yes, sir.
What's the big thing with Ashley Simpson?
Ashley Simpson is a very beautiful woman that we have adopted as the official girl that we most like to, I guess, you know, to put it in the most, in the best way I could, the girl we most, as a group, would like to have. Meaning
all of you guys at once?
Well, I don't mean it in any bad way. I mean, if she has to give her consent. I mean, I'm not trying to say anything other than that we would like to...
You'd like to have sex with Ashley Simpson, all four of you guys in the Mongoose Squad. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, sir, but I don't mean it as a way that we would force her...
No, I understand that, but she's, like, hot, and she's, like, your official mascot.
Yes, sir.
And she... How do you know about her?
Well, I mean, she's, like... Her sister, everybody thinks is great, but Ashley's, like, got a way better body, and she's a lot smarter, and she's just way hotter than her sister, who's kind of stupid, and also... is, you know, nobody that you feel like... I guess what it is you feel, you know, because my future's going to be in the military, who do I want to protect and who do I not want to protect? When I go to fight for my country, if I'm thinking about Ashley Simpson, I'm thinking about someone that I would die for. If I'm thinking about Jessica Simpson, I would, you know, I mean, I don't... I'm kind of half-kidding, but I just assume surrender to the Iraqis than fight for her, you know?
So you think of people that you'd like to die for, and that's America.
That's America to me and to the other members of the Mongoose Squad, yeah.
You'd rather surrender than fight for Jessica Simpson?
Not literally, but, yeah, I mean, look, if I'm thinking of Ashley Simpson, I'll fight until every Iraqi, until I got bin Laden's head on the end of my bayonet. But if I'm thinking of somebody that's hanky, like, I don't know, you know, like that, what's her name? Or you know, like...
I don't know who you're talking about, man.
Well, I mean, like, Christina Aguilera. I mean, I'd surrender to the Iraqis.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Paul on the Phil Henry Show with R.C. Collins. Paul?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir, you're on the air.
Listen, okay, this kid out in California, I don't know what your name is, but you are representing nothing that the Army represents. Every one of your values is wrong. I'm on active duty. I've been on active duty for 8 years.
I want to be in the Army Ranger.
First, I am an Army Ranger, and if you want to address me, you want to play the cadet game, then call me sir.
I'm sorry,
because
sir.
Absolutely, I am a captain. And you know what?
Yes, sir. You
come into the military with that attitude, and you will be run right out. I don't even think you'd make it to West Point. If I saw you knocking people over in line to get an autograph from a teen idol, I'd rip you out of uniform and bounce you off one of the walls myself.
But, sir...
You need to grow up and learn what the military is about. There's values.
But
learn
don't you think that's something
Army
we
values.
Can learn? Sir, don't you think that's something we could learn from the Marines?
What's that?
Don't you think that's something we could learn from the Marines? Just going out into public and not letting these civilians push us around.
No, you're absolutely... First of all, you are a civilian. Have you not realized that? You have not signed your name on the dotted line. You're a cadet in a high school.
With all due respect,
when you put your name on that contract, I promise you, your attitude will change. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Your dad needs to spank you is what the problem is. You're 16 years old, and you have no idea what's going on in this world.
Sir, can I...
You're trying to get an autograph from a teen idol.
No, sir, we're not trying to get her autograph. We want to get our picture taken with her because she's the official...
What difference does it make?
Sir,
have you washed your mind? Do you not realize you're here to serve these people? You're not above them. You serve them. They pay your bill or they pay your salary.
Sir,
they don't pay you anything. You've never even been in the military. What are you talking about?
We represent the very best this country has to offer. I think the civilians should step aside sometimes and recognize that. That's all, sir.
You there, Paul? Okay, Paul's gone. 1-800-449-8686. Did you hear what he said? He doesn't recognize that you're in the military.
Well, he's just... You know, I don't even know if he doesn't understand. Yeah, I am technically. I mean, I'm not a part of the Army, but the military academies of America are the last line of defense. If we ran out of, for whatever reason, if we ran out of the Army or if we ran out of the Navy, then they go to Plan B, which includes all, you know, chartered military academies. You know, Mr. Henry, I'm ready to eat my own guts for this country. I'm not here just whistling Dixie. And all I'm asking from America is to, when you see me show up at anything, is to just get out of my way and let me order a beer or get Ashley Simpson's autograph or whatever I want to do.
Didn't you hear that captain say that's a silly thing for a man of a military mind who has his eye on a military career to be going after?
Yeah, I heard him, and I, with the greatest of respect, he sounded like he ought to be ready for his, you know, maybe to get mustered out a little early. I mean, I just...
Well, that's disrespectful, too.
Well, he disrespected me on account of he don't know about Ashley Simpson, that's all.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Alfred. Alfred, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, sir.
All right, Cadet. Just from what you said to that officer, you have a lot of growing up to do. You need to mature. If you plan on representing any branch of the military, you need to understand, when you're in uniform, it is not for you to go out there and push civilians around. They are there regardless. You are fighting for every civilian, not just for the ones you like and the ones you do not like. You're in a military uniform. You need to understand that you need to have a higher level of respect for everybody.
But
okay?
Don't you think that when you go to...
Listen to me.
Wouldn't you rather fight for a girl that's hot than for, like, a
beast? You know what? I fight for anybody. I joined the military to fight for the country, to fight for the United States of America, not to fight for Ashley Simpson or Jessica Simpson. I joined to keep the country free and have people have freedoms and rights and everything that this country means, not for specific teen idols and things of that nature.
Are you in the Navy?
I'm in the Army. And actually, with you saying, you know, you're going to be going to Kuwait later on down the line, I'm leaving in 2 weeks. Okay?
Man, I wish I was going with you.
Yeah? Well, you need a lot of growing up before you even think about touching ground over there.
Well,
okay? Because even though you may think that you're going to become an officer, you're not going to be a good officer until you understand what it means to have respect.
I'm ready to eat my own guts.
You're what?
I'm ready to eat my own guts.
That's regardless.
Yeah, exactly. All right, listen, thank you very much, Alfred. 1-800-449-8686. R.C. Collins says, you see a man in uniform, get out of the way.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This afternoon, there was a personal appearance of Ashley Simpson at a record store locally. This young man that I have on the line, R.C. Collins, is with a military academy called Bradley Military Academy. You went down to meet Miss Simpson, you and some other cadets, wearing your uniform, and you pushed your way into line to meet her, and there was a scuffle, and somebody got knocked over. Now, you've heard people in the military. Are you there, R.C.?
Oh, yes, sir, I am.
Where are you right now?
We've actually gone into a place called the Easy Rider Ale House in Altadena, California.
And okay, and what is that? That's a restaurant?
No, sir. It's a restaurant, but also a bar. And we're in here to, frankly, we're in here to get served. And
how old? You're 16, man.
That is correct, sir. Yes.
You think you're going to get alcoholic service because you're wearing your uniform?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
And what if you don't get served the alcohol?
You know what? I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Because you're wearing a uniform.
Because I wear a uniform, and I'm going to go to Iraq, and I'll probably come back with a tag on my toe. Yeah, I think Mr. and Mrs. America can step back once or twice and let me cut in line and stuff like that.
What do you say to the Army personnel that have called this show tonight who said you are not prepared to be in the military if your attitude towards civilians is like that?
Well, they don't know the younger generation of what's going on with them. A lot of those military people that I talk to are not aware of the new generation of soldiers. And we're going to die for our country. And please don't get me wrong, I'm ready to eat my own guts. But if you want me to go die for some hanky, you know, B-I-T-C word like Christina Aguilera, then I'm going to want to put up Ashley Simpson's picture also, too.
God, man, I never thought of a soldier not wanting to go die for Christina Aguilera because she's hanky. I think she's pretty hot. And
yeah, well, you know, with the greatest of respect, sir, you're speaking from your age now. And
oh, I see. Yeah, okay. If I was 28, I'd think she was funky, huh?
I don't know about that, but I'm 16. I don't think she's... Her body's not as tight as Ashley Simpson's.
All right, I don't want to talk about it, man. 1-800-449-8686. April, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, April, go right ahead.
Okay, what I was calling in to say was, is I think this guy is full of crap. Personally, my reasons are, is because I grew up around a bunch of people who are in the military. I mean, I'm not personally in the military, but I know I've seen the way they behave, and they do not behave the way that this guy is.
Are you personally now in the military?
No, I'm not, and I don't think I need to be in the military to think that you're full of crap.
Technically, you don't really know what's going on these days, because the whole paradigm is shifting on how we're going to fight for the America on account of a lot of Americans don't have the courage. We're going to have to dip in more and more to the military academies.
So that gives you right to think you're better than me because you're in the military and you're fighting for the country.
See, that's the... Do you think you're better than this lady?
I would gladly die for this lady. She's a citizen of the United States. Am I better than her? Technically, yeah, I am, because...
No, technically, you're
well,
not.
Well, yeah, I'm willing to die for my country, and you're not.
To die for? You're
but
some young
makes...
little punk that thinks it's cool to cut in line because you're supposed to be going into the military whenever you get of age that doesn't know anything about anything. Have you ever paid a bill?
You should watch your language. It's not becoming a female.
Excuse me? Now you're going to tell me how I'm supposed to behave?
Well, you used a word that I don't think is appropriate for the air.
I'll say what's appropriate.
Wow, you really know some big words, don't you?
Oh, you didn't want me to use layman's terms?
Well, how about you just avoid it altogether and say arousal? But that's you'd have to have education to do that.
And I don't want to get in an argument here. Just address what the lady is saying, and that is that you're willing to die simply for sex.
No, sir, that is not the case. I'll die for this lady, even though I don't even know what she looks like. What do you say to that?
I have nothing to say to that. That's your job. But what I'm saying is,
okay.
I'm not saying that you're wrong for wanting to be in the military. I'm not saying that you're wrong for wanting to die for people. I'm saying that that doesn't make you any better than anybody else.
Oh, I disagree.
Do you think you're better than a firefighter? Do you think you're better than a police officer?
I think I'm better than you because I'm going to get all died and you're going to stay alive watching, you know, all of the shows you watch.
I didn't choose to go into the military for a profession.
But, okay, and that's fine, and you don't have to, but I'm better than you.
All right, so in other words, you've chosen the military, you're better than her.
Yes, and so when I show up to get Ashley Simpson's autograph, I respectfully ask April to step back and let me in line. If she doesn't, then we have to deal with that.
And what exactly would you do, might I ask? Because I would not step aside just to let you get in front of me
because
you were in the military.
You really think you're going to, like, if I stand in front of you, what are you going to do, push me out? Yeah,
okay, so what are you going to do, man? Are you going to push a lady around? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm simply asking for my right as a military person.
All right, April, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. This is Desiree, who's in the United States Army, calling tonight. Desiree, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, hi.
You know, I'm sorry, cadet. I am
yes,
in the
ma'am.
Army. I'm 25, so I'm in your generation.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to Baghdad for the next 2 years.
Are you
and
scared?
I don't know if you're familiar with your Army Corps values or not, but you need to reacquaint yourself with duty and selfless service. You are not a military personnel yet. That captain's right. You will get some sense knocked into you when you get into your actual duty. And you know, you're talking about the last line of defense. You're right. You are the last line of defense because you are not fit to be a soldier.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying you're going to go to Baghdad and maybe get blowed up? I don't know. I hope you don't. Don't you think people should get out of line and let you get in line first for Ashley Simpson or whatever?
Where is that said in a military contract? That is not...
Well, it doesn't say
it. That is not a law. That is not a requirement. And you know what? That is not anywhere in any of it.
You know, ma'am, if I may say, you should not be so strident because females such as yourself are the reason why a lot of people think that the women in the Army don't like men.
What is that supposed to mean?
All of them and in my unit respect me. And they know I can knock them on their ass also.
No, I mean like guys, like in liking guys and stuff.
Oh, will you shut up, kid? Just shut up.
You know something, Mr. Henry, if I was standing right there, I don't think you'd say that to me. I want a Bloody Mary. Okay, I've actually ordered a drink now. I'll see if the guy gives it to me.
Guaranteed he ain't going to give it to you. All right, Desiree, thank you very much for your call. And
she's
a sergeant. Now we move on to a retired Navy guy.
Why don't you give me some people that are in the military right now instead of guys what's retired?
Here is Jim. Jim, go ahead.
I spent 4 years in the Navy back when you were in diapers. When you're
in
the military,
you're
not sir, or not even that, kid.
Are you in the
Navy? You have pimples on your face.
Are you in the Army?
When you go overseas, you pull into a port, you go overseas anywhere, Iraq, Kuwait, anywhere, Afghanistan. You go out there on leave or you port a call, and you get in a fight, you get knocked down, the MPs or Sport Patrol pick you up, you're going to captain's mess, you're going to get disciplined. You're an ambassador of the United States. You don't need to be going out running around.
Hey, sir,
you need to
study
no... before you get in the military. You are in a school.
Sir, there's no ships in the Army.
That's all you're in right now, school.
There's no ships in the...
You're paid military.
Hey, Papa,
you have no idea what the military is about. You need to get you need to go to sleep, wake up. This is a bad dream.
Hey,
your dad know what you're doing?
No,
does
Pop.
Does the CEO of the school know what you're doing?
Hey, Papa.
You need to grow up. You need to get the facts of life.
All right, okay, Jim.
I'm sorry.
Not a problem. Why do you keep calling him Popeye?
Well,
I wasn't saying Popeye.
No. RC.
Oh.
Well, there's no ships in the Army. So what's he talking about?
Do you know where the Navy SEALs come from?
Are you in the Navy or the Army?
I was in the Navy.
Well,
you're lucky I'm not there, because I... Did you
know
you're order bloody nose? I'm not even, you're 16 years old.
Did you swap the poop
beer or a mixed drink? You're not even old enough to drink. You can't even vote. You probably just got your license last week. You don't know what life or reality is.
You're in that bar trying to order a Bloody Mary?
Yes, sir.
Has he given it to you?
He will. I said a Bloody Mary. Yeah, you know what? You can take sorry. It's stuffed right up.
Okay, look.
Phil, so, I don't know where you found
sir,
this guy from,
hey,
but
Jim.
You can send a tape of this conversation that you're having with this little kid.
Hey, sir.
And send it to the school and send one to his dad. So he can hear and have a reference of how stupid
sir, I've got a great deal of respect for the United States Navy. My grandfather was in the Navy. In fact, I know the Navy theme song by heart. In the Navy,
hey,
you can meet a lot of guys.
Hey, kid, do you know what it's like to hear taps being played on a flight deck because somebody got killed? Have you heard taps played for real?
Who'd you
that
get killed?
That was chills on your spine. That was 15 years ago, and I remember it like yesterday.
I said a
you have no idea what reality is, kid. Nothing.
This guy doesn't want to serve me a Bloody Mary. What do you think I ought to do, sir?
I think you ought to leave. You're not even old enough to drink. If he serves you a Bloody Mary, he can get thrown in jail. For what? A punk? I don't think so.
A punk that's going to go over to Iraq and get blowed up, maybe.
That's your choice.
Hey, Jim.
You're a veteran.
Hey,
it's a voluntary
hey,
action, okay?
Did it sound like this on the flight deck?
You have no idea what the flight deck is.
Well, I'm on it right now, and they're playing taps.
Don't you disrespect what this... Turn that off.
Phil, I don't know how you got this.
Turn that off.
A lot of people fired up, and he has no idea what respective.
What do you mean turn it off?
About.
I'm playing it.
Yeah, when he gets in there, and hopefully he won't be an officer, hopefully they get in there and knock him on his butt, teach him some respect, and then he might understand what the hell is going on in life.
Kid, if you don't turn that off right now, I'm going to hang up on you.
Okay.
What was that, Phil?
I just told the kid to stop playing that taps.
Hey, thank you very much, my man. I got the Bloody Mary. Yeah! I got the Bloody Mary.
Hey, Phil.
See, that proves a man in uniform.
Will you do us all a favor, hang up on this kid and send a tape to his dad and his school?
father sent for me. I was going to work for him this summer. Hey, look, Popeye, why don't you just grab a piece of spinach and slide off?
Boy, this kid's a real piece of work, man.
Bill, the best thing you can do right now, like I said, is send him a tape of what you're doing for him right now to his dad and the school he goes to.
Father's proud of me.
And hang up on him. He's just feeding what he wants right now. His ego is higher than he can ever be.
Listen to this.
And
Disney Gillespie has got nothing on me.
Thank you very much.
That's a beautiful thing.
I got served a Bloody Mary.
I did.
Hey, Popeye, why don't you get a piece of spinach and slide off? R.C. Collins, who believes men in uniform should be... You know, it ain't such a bad idea to see a guy in uniform, just go, it's a very nice thing that you're doing, or whatever, just ignore him. But if the cat needs a parking space, if he needs change for a dollar, particularly if it's a she, particularly if she's in the Navy, why not offer it up? All right, 1-800-449-8686. I know a guy, his girlfriend's in the Navy. She's gorgeous, man. The tight blue skirt and all that. What's that, R.C.?
Really?
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?
One 800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Coming up, Austin Amarca next hour. An employee at the Brewer Poultry Plant, I think it is, Chris, or whatever it's called, the Brewer Poultry Company, where he handles a lot of the chickens before they're processed. He has a, you know, it's funny when you read the phrase "he's abused chickens," but he has abused animals there. I don't know if you read the newspaper, but Kentucky Fried Chicken apparently is being looked at for possible abuse, actual cruelty to animals, the way they handle the chickens before these animals are finally rendered as food. In any event, Mr. Marcus says, yes, he's kicked chickens and run them over with his car, but the real criminals are the people who eat chicken. Austin's a vegetarian. Now, from our show yesterday, we had Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I think you're going to be interested to hear this. Mr. Santos believes that the abductions that have so rocked this country, the abduction and murder of Lacey Peterson, the abduction of Lori Hocking, the Elizabeth Smart case, can be traced to garage sales and the scum that frequent them.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
My heart is beating so fast, I'm just sickened by what I hear. You know, I have had garage sales. I've grown up on garage sales, and I attend them all the time because, I mean, it's a great way to save money on kids' toys. And I just think that's really going on the deep end of crime, really. I mean, the garage sales are early on a Saturday morning, and you get to know your neighbors, and I think it's kind of a community thing. I think
there's a lot of positive aspects what you're saying, ma'am, but unfortunately what the garage sale does represent as well, since a lot of these signs are posted not only in on postings outside the neighborhood, you also have these ads that are placed in newspapers, recycler, and what have you. They are automatic attractions to individuals who might want a case house for burglary. These perverts that want to come and take a little kid who's running around his underwear, what have you. And so while the garage sale person who's having it may have the best of intentions, as I said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
But what is this world coming to? I mean, you can't let your kid go to the park. You can't have a garage sale. I mean,
well,
not
that's
everyone
where
in the world
I,
is bad.
That's how I feel about
it. Families and children, and you know, that's what I
do. You have any idea the danger that exists? You're putting your children in danger when strangers are allowed onto your property to pick through your underwear or whatever it is you got out there. You might as well unlock your kid's window.
I have never had a suspicious-looking person. I've mostly seen mothers and kids and just family people and neighbors.
Well,
and
as we found out in 9/11, and too late, in fact, suspicious-looking people may not necessarily be the ones that we should target. 9/11, I think, taught us something very clearly, that the people that perpetrated the 9/11 crashings of the buildings and all this nonsense were, in fact, young, well-scrubbed, good-looking young men who you would have invited into your home to have a beer and
their
all
sights are a little higher than, a small three-bedroom home having a garage sale. I mean,
if that small three-bedroom home has a little tiny child in it, some pervert wants to get his hands on. I tell you right there, he's just found himself a big fat fish in a pond.
Well, you know, the world, you have to be aware wherever you go, whatever you do.
And you don't invite
these people to come home and come in and use your restroom.
Well, of course you're not home alone. But as I said, we observed a man picking up a tricycle. Can you imagine a guy picking up a tricycle trying to sniff the seat? It's kind of a deal. And this is happening in your neighborhood.
Well, again, I don't know whether you saw him trying to sniff a tricycle seat or whether he was...
That's gross and disgusting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm not going to sit for it in my neighborhood. And there's an old saying...
You know what? I don't think they do that at an early Saturday morning at a garage sale in front of a whole street of mothers and their children. Because you know what? We are like lions. And if we saw any pervert weirdo coming up and doing
you ought to be in the business that I'm in, ma'am. Because as a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, I've seen a lot of sickness.
Well, that lady was going off the deep end there for a second. 1-800-449.
I can feel. Let me just jump in. I can understand her concern. But I can tell you right now, she's sitting there and she's telling people, oh yeah, those shot glasses are only 50 cents and that's a really nice can opener. Me, and I got some guy who's got his face pressed right into some tricycle seat. No thank you, no thank you.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
That Jay would even think of that. He's the sickest bastard going. Citizens Auxiliary Police, always on alert, always looking out for you. 1-800-SO-AHA, the garage sale. The garage sale, yes, that is the matrix of all perversion. 1-800-449-8686, Mr. Austin DeMarco coming up next hour to talk about something. He'll be on with us. Oh yeah, strangling chickens, and the real sick ones are the ones that eat them, as in Colonel Sanders. The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, Phil Hendry.
Some pretty disturbing reports in the press this week concerning the inhumane treatment of animals. The allegation is that certain food processors that are contracted with Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken, have employees who have been inhumane in the treatment of chickens, these animals that are being processed for food. They have been stepped on. They've been thrown against walls. In other words, it's a pretty gruesome story. I'm speaking with a gentleman by the name of Austin Amarca. Mr. Amarca, you're an employee. You're employed by a company called Brewer Poultry, correct, sir?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah.
All right. Which supplies chicken and chicken byproducts to a number of fast food chains. Now, you've seen the reports in the press, correct?
I've seen the reports, yeah, but...
All right, well, they're having to do with workers in these plants kicking chickens, stepping on them, in other words, inhumane treatment.
Well, I want to make it clear, number one, I'm a vegetarian. I do not eat any meat, whether it's beef, chicken, pork, and so on. So where I work, the chicken that we process, I will never eat it. I will not be one of these people that eats chicken that comes out of Brewer Poultry.
Right, but you were one of four individuals at your workplace that was disciplined in light of cruelty to these animals. Is that correct?
Well, if you say what I did, I kicked one chicken, I threw one out of a car window off of a bridge.
Did you take this chicken from the plant?
It was a joke, and I certainly didn't mean it to be anything other than a joke, sir.
But you were disciplined. You did this.
Yes, I did, but you need to understand, I'm a vegetarian. There are certain things...
Well, what is the difference? I mean...
Well, there are certain things that you can't hold me responsible for. I did work in a chicken rendering plant, but I do not eat the byproduct. The people that eat the chicken, those are the ones, Mr. Hendry, that I think are the real criminals, and I think this news story is misplaced. In our country, we eat approximately 52 pounds per capita of chicken a year. Now, you can multiply that by the population. That is a lot of animal cruelty, and that's what I want to focus on, the inhumanity of eating these animals, which is unnecessary. You can get useful protein from soy products, bean products, and so on.
But you admit you kicked a chicken. In one instance, you ran one over with your car, and in another instance, you strangled one?
Yes, sir, that is correct. I have been reprimanded by the Brewer people.
But a reprimand is hardly a punishment for kicking, running over, and strangling an animal.
Well, if the reprimand, sir, goes on my permanent record, it can stop me from getting a raise. And in this economy, that stabs me deeper than anything. And the one who is really suffering here is me. It's not the chicken. It's not the person who's suffering here is me, and not this chicken that I allegedly ran over. And
are you saying you didn't run the animal over?
What I want to do is I want to get back to the real issue.
Well, did you run that animal over?
The real issue here, sir, is that...
Did you run that animal over with your car?
The real issue here, sir, is the animal abuse at...
Well, I guess you don't want to answer my question.
Is the animal abuse... I'm going to answer your question. The issue is the animal abuse that is being practiced by the patrons, the customers of Colonel Sanders, Popeyes, Boston Market, El Pollo Loco, any of these... There is a kookaroo that's about two blocks from my home that I drive by every night, and I drive by it very slowly. And I'll tell you, the reason is because I want the people inside to see me, and I want them to see me seeing them. And I'm a witness to their butchering up and their abuse of these animals. Why do you talk to me about an incident or this or that where any one of a few things might have been happening? I might have been drinking. I might have been angry with my kids. I kicked the chicken into the parking lot that day. But the animal had tried to peck at me, and it could be painful, and that is nothing compared to the millions of Americans who encourage the poultry business in this country to send millions of chickens to their deaths, and then they eat the animal's dead flesh with their children, with their spouses, in a ghoulish festival of unparalleled horror and inhumanity to these animals.
Why do you work, sir, in the poultry business, when you don't approve of the people eating chicken or meat, for that matter, where you yourself have kicked the animals and run them over with your car? Why do you work in this business?
I was raised on a farm, and I always enjoyed working in the farm business. And I'm getting into middle age. Jobs are not that plentiful, but I was raised on a farm.
But you kicked the chicken. In one complaint, you threw one from the roof of the rendering plant.
I had been given a new suit when I was a young man. If you want to hear the story...
All right, let me give the phone number first, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Austin Amarca is an individual who has admitted abusing animals working at a poultry rendering plant. Now, these chicken that Brewer processes are for a variety of fast food chains.
Mr. Henry, I'm going to be indicted. I want to make it clear to the people I'm a vegetarian, that I do not eat meat, and I do not...
All right, I will give you the props for not eating meat and not eating poultry and not eating fish, but I don't know how you balance that out with the fact that you threw a chicken from the top of the rendering... I mean, you know...
Well, sir, I let the record show you're the one that's laughing.
I understand that. I can't imagine a man doing these things and then trying to justify it. Because
let me tell you how I justify it. If I was drinking, if I was angry at my kids, you can't hold me responsible because I ran a chicken over with my car or anything else. I don't eat chicken. What about those people at the Colonel Sanders and Popeyes that come in and line up for that stuff with their children, with their families? Those are the people I'm talking about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Austin Amarca is a worker at the Brewer Poultry Plant, making the point that the real people that are culpable here are people that eat chicken, not people that... But you've read the stories of these... Do you think it's right that people who work in these plants harm these animals? That they step on them, that they throw them against walls, they make their last moments on this earth, as horrible as that?
I'm not here to comment on what other men have allegedly done. I don't know what other men have done.
Well, would you like to comment in the event that this is true? What do you think of it?
Well, sir, would you like to comment in the event that the moon is made out of green cheese? Would you like to comment on that? I don't want...
Well, sir, I'll comment. If the moon's made out of green cheese, I guess that's good because I dig cheese.
Well, I don't think, you can be glib if you want, but I don't think that...
Well, it's not a hypothetical question like that. It can't be compared to what I said to you. You know that there's animal cruelty going on in these places, don't you?
No, sir, I do not.
You did?
I did what?
You ran a chicken over, you stepped on it, you threw it off the roof of a building, you threw it out of your car. What did you do? You took the chicken from the plant?
Yes, sir.
Drove down the road with it a few miles and then threw it out of your car?
I threw it off a bridge, yeah. Because we had had a couple of drinks and some of the guys were following. We were going to go meet over at the Logger Lounge and we were having a, it was just a wild afternoon. But again, I don't eat chicken. I'm not responsible for the murder of billions of chicken. I eat soy products. I do not eat fish. I eat a lot of edamame. I eat a lot of salads. I have, recently, I've taken up yoga.
Do you continue to abuse chickens?
Well, do I abuse chickens? And no more than anybody that eats them.
All right, so I'm getting the drift here, sir, that because you feel...
You know, anybody that eats chicken is guilty of far more abuse than me.
You were going to start a story about why, when you were a kid or something?
Yes, sir. When I was a young man, and I'm glad you brought me back to that, I had been given a new suit I was going to wear to our first high school formal.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in San Angelo, Texas, originally.
Okay.
And I had this suit laid out that had just been pressed, and my sister, who had this pet chicken that she had adopted from the hens we had, and it had got it into the home, it got up on my suit, it defecated all over the suit. And
so you don't like chickens because of that?
I don't have a problem with chickens. I remember my mother, though, took a wet towel, tried to dab the chicken droppings off of it. But once that time, ever since then, I've got a problem with chickens. Yeah, but not as bad a problem as people who eat them every day.
And you're a vegetarian.
I'm a vegetarian, and I have been all of my life, so I don't eat them, and I'm not responsible for their murder. And I'll give you the smell of a chicken and the smell of chicken droppings. Sometimes gives me a migraine headache, and sometimes I forget things or I black out, but I do not, and I am not guilty of any more abuse of a chicken, in fact, less abuse than the people that eat them.
All right. You running over a chicken with your car is less abusive than people who go to Colonel Sanders and get a bucket on a Friday night.
Absolutely. Without question. Those people are in a ghoulish and horrific manner eating the dead flesh of an animal that didn't have to die and didn't have to find its way into the Brewer poultry plant where, yes, a few of us get out of hand and throw them against walls and things like that.
And man, never mind what Brewer poultry is thinking about you being on my show right now.
I don't care what they think. I told the people in the newspaper that I talked to today, I don't care what they think.
Even if you lose your job?
Even if I lose my job, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bizarre story of, and if you saw the paper this week, there are allegations that chickens that are being rendered as food by companies that service Kentucky Fried Chicken, among others, there are allegations that those animals are being mistreated, that there is cruelty, that there is abuse of these animals. Mr. Austin Amarca works for Brewer Poultry. They... I think produce animal byproduct, etc., for a variety of chicken chains. He has admitted to having run one over, thrown one against a wall, thrown one off the roof of a building, kicked one, thrown one out of his car, off a bridge, and he says that his abuse is nowhere near as bad as the abuse of people that eat chicken. He's a vegetarian. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Living on the edge, always teetering, never quite falling off. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Do you remember, Mr. Amarca? I'm talking with Austin Amarca, who works for Brewer Poultry. Now, this is one of the companies that's being investigated for abuse of animals. These are chickens that I understand, sir, are being used eventually in fast food chains. But to have these animals at your beck and to be abusing these animals before they're actually rendered as food, you don't find this as bad. You don't find it worse than people eating chicken.
No, as I said, we eat 52 pounds per capita in this country. You're trying to tell me that some kid sitting with his chicken sandwich, and I'm going to take the heat. You got a kid out there in America today. You got kids all over this country going in and getting their chicken McNuggets, or they're getting their bucket of chicken, or their Popeye's fried chicken, and they sit down and they tear into this poor animal's dead flesh, but I'm the guy that's going to get the abuse because I've got an issue, and because I have had blackouts, I don't deny that.
So what are you doing, man? Are you blacking out and you're throwing chickens out of cars? I mean, you know, to me...
Again, let the record show you find this amusing. I do not, sir.
Well, I find it strange that you're trying to justify your actions because there's people eating chicken. That's all I'm saying. Are you at work now?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Anne Marie. Anne Marie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Austin Amarca.
Thank you, Henry. I want to talk to... I won't even call you a gentleman, because what you're doing to those chickens, is there's no excuse for that. That is outright cruelty.
Ma'am,
and
do you eat chicken?
You have no right to do that.
Do you eat chicken, ma'am?
Living animal.
Do you eat chicken, ma'am?
Sometimes.
All right, that's brutal, horrible cannibalism.
No, sir. You know what you're doing.
You're tearing into the flesh of those.
Well, I have been a vegetarian also.
Well, but
I'm also an animal lover, and I'm an animal activist.
You couldn't be if you eat chicken. You couldn't.
Only if I know that the company that's providing that chicken handles its chickens humanely.
Can you tell me the company that you deal with, ma'am? I'd like to know the name of them.
I don't remember offhand, but I do look.
Is it Sanderson Poultry?
Because you cannot stop people from eating chicken, but you can work on the laws that protect those chickens.
Protect them, ma'am. They're going to be killed. How do they protect them? I mean, what do you mean protect them? They're going to be killed so that some little tiny kid can have his chicken sandwich and everybody dumps on me.
There is a humane way
of murdering a chicken.
Of a chicken. But for you to kick and stomp on a chicken and throw it over a bridge, that is sadistic. And you cannot blame chicken
eaters. I told you that I had blacked out.
Your behavior.
I understand that, but I blacked out at that time. And I'm not clear.
Well, how do you know the chicken was thrown out of your car?
I was told that by the patrol car following me.
But you're the one that committed the act, sir.
That is
you're
true.
You're the one that kicked and stomped and threw that chicken out.
But I would submit
you
to you.
You have to answer for your own behavior.
Did you pick a chicken up by one leg and throw it down a football field?
Yes, sir, I did.
Why?
We had been drinking and we were playing some stupid game. I forget.
Well, that's stupid. Don't you have any power of reasoning? Does the liquor control you?
Liquor.
Or do you control your liquor?
No, I've had, since the rocket sled accident, a number of blackouts. I used to test rocket sleds for the United States Air Force. As a result of the accident in New Mexico, Alamogordo, New Mexico, 1979, I was no longer fit for service. I was discharged, and I'm working now at Brewer Poultry. Now, I was told about these acts, but I still say, you sitting there at home, delicately picking through the bones of a chicken, that makes me want to vomit. Is that what you do, ma'am? Do you go get one of those barbecue chickens and then pull its legs off?
No, I don't.
Oh, God. It makes
you're,
me want to
you know,
puke.
What you're doing is a cop-out for your own behavior.
Listen, Mr.
You are sadistic.
Mr. Amarca, we have a tape recording of you that I know you were aware was made.
Yes, sir, I do.
This is a tape recording of you, and it was one of the acts of abuse that was alleged. Mark, if you've got that, let's hear this.
All right. And the ball is down. The kick is up. It's good.
All right, was that you kicking a chicken?
Yes, sir, it was.
Were you kicking it like a football?
I have to imagine I was, yes, sir.
Because I heard you say the ball is down, the kick is up, and it's good.
Yeah. But Anne-Marie, how come everybody's dumping on me, and you're sitting there tearing into a poor chicken's flesh with your new capped teeth or whatever you're doing? See, that's the thing that pisses me off.
All right. Thank you, Anne-Marie, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Austin Amarca has joined us to talk about the problems that are happening at the chicken rendering plants.
What are you laughing at?
The ball is down, the kick is up, it's good. Here is Mary. Go ahead, Mary.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Fine.
It was very wrong the way that you killed a chicken.
What do you mean I didn't kill a chicken? I threw it out of a car.
Well, you killed it.
I guess. Do you eat chicken? Same question.
Yes, I do.
Okay, same question. How can you justify what you do? Yeah, you can't.
I eat chicken.
There's nothing
wrong with eating chicken.
Yes, there is. You murdered the chicken so you can eat it.
There's a humane way of killing them.
Well, which way is that, ma'am? You ought to see the way they kill chicken today, these days.
I think they cut their heads off.
That's what you think. What actually happens is the chickens are all herded out in the middle of just a penned-in area, and a guy walks through there with a handgun.
Oh, no, they don't.
Yes, they do, ma'am.
What?
No, they don't.
Absolutely. Yes, they do. That's how they kill them now.
I don't think so.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just some old lady.
I don't think
Wait a second.
What you're talking about either.
Yeah, my ass. I work at a chicken rendering plant.
Are you saying...
They wander out. They send the chickens out. Just get them out there, and a guy just with a pistol starts picking them off.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
You had no right doing what you were doing.
Well, you don't have any right eating chicken.
That's very inhumane.
Look, here comes one right now. God, I hate him.
1-800-449-8686. Austin and Mark on chickens.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Austin Amarca is with us. Mr. Amarca, first of all, I want to tell you how much I admire you for coming on our program and admitting that you have been responsible for this kind of abuse that we're talking about. These rendering plants that the allegations are the workers there have abused animals that are going to be rendered for food. I understand that. But there's no reason to take a chicken and do what some of these people are alleged to have done, throw them against walls. In your case, you ran one over with your car, threw one off the roof of a house, threw one down the length of a football field, whatever you guys were doing. And the evidence against you, sir, is pretty compelling. We've got recordings. We're going to play another one of what was going on in that plant that day. Were you aware that you were being recorded?
No, I was not at that time. My understanding is law enforcement had gained access.
Well, we have a recording. You heard the one we heard of you kicking the chicken. We've got another one that I think people are going to be shocked to hear of you blowing up one of the hen houses.
I don't have any real recollection of that, sir.
Well, you know what? The lady might be right.
But, Mr. Henry, let me say this. Again, you want to indict me while some old lady, like a couple of the ones that called tonight, sit and pick through the bones of a barbecued chicken they just picked up at Vaughn's or Kroger's or what have you, picking through the bones like you can imagine they're picking through the bones of their dead husbands, looking for a piece of gold. I find that far more ghoulish and horrific and gothic than anything I've done.
All right, 1-800, you're a vegetarian, right?
Yes, sir, I am. I do not eat those animals.
All right, there's another gentleman on the line here. His name is, this is Sylvan, sir?
Yes,
sir. Are you a vegetarian, sir?
Yes, I am a vegetarian.
Go ahead.
I cannot believe he is sitting here trying to justify his treatment of those animals just because he's a vegetarian. That makes no sense.
Wait a minute. I'm not eating those animals.
Doesn't matter if you're eating them or not. I don't eat them either. But you still do not treat any living animal like that.
But
there's no excuse. You cannot justify it.
People that eat chicken are worse than me is what I'm saying.
And what does that make you? You don't eat them, but you still kill them just the same.
Well, at least I'm not as bad as they are.
You are bad. You are killing them. There is no I'm worse than they are.
Wait a second.
You are killing them.
No, that's easy for you to say, because why don't you walk up to the average person that eats chicken, why don't you go to a Popeye's or one of these Kentucky Fried Chicken and say to them, look at how you're butchering them up.
I see it every day.
Do you walk in?
I see them eating them every day, but you know what? They're not throwing them off a building.
Oh, wait a second. Now you're saying eating them ain't as bad as throwing them off of a building.
I'm not saying eating them is not. What I'm saying is you are just as bad as they are. You cannot say that you're any better.
I reject that, sir. I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with it because you don't want to accept responsibility for your actions.
Well, that's
you treated those chickens unethically. And as a vegetarian, you should have love for all animals anyway. So there's no way, as a true vegetarian, you should have been throwing those animals off of a roof or doing whatever you were doing to them.
I am a vegetarian.
Do you have a problem with animals, sir?
I told you I've got a problem.
Look, man, I have a degree in animal science. I don't have a problem with animals. I love animals.
I don't either. But what I'm saying, I do have a problem with chickens. I will tell you that.
Well, okay, so how can you sit here and say that you're a vegetarian, you love animals, but you hate chickens,
because
you throw them off a roof?
Well, simply because of this. I resent being indicted as the bad guy here when you let some old lady go in and get her box of McNuggets, go home, dig into them like the vampire that she is, and you don't say nothing to her.
But, dude, you are the bad guy, because guess what? First of all, you're working in the rendering plant. You're working there, so you're contributing to that lady eating those chickens. You're killing them.
I grew up on a farm.
Okay, but that's no excuse. You can still get another job if you wanted to.
Hey,
you don't have to work in a rendering plant just because you worked on a farm.
Well, sir, I'm a middle-aged man, and the job market ain't exactly what we would call, spilling over all kinds of jobs.
No, there's jobs you just have to find.
But let me say this, if I could jump in, gentlemen. If you got the job, you have the job. You're having blackouts. You're kicking chickens off of rooftops. I mean, dude, you need another job, man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think I do.
You don't think?
Okay, so if you didn't have this job, what would you be kicking off a rooftop then?
No, I'm just saying, why should I quit my job when you give a pass to some little punky kid eating his chicken leg for lunch?
Dude, okay, are you against those people eating chicken?
Yes, sir.
You're contributing to it by working in the rendering plant.
Exactly. You're working in a rendering plant, so...
I got to have a job.
Yeah, but it's weird.
It doesn't matter. If you feel strongly against the unethical treatment of animals, don't take that job.
Here we go.
I feel strongly. You're taking blood money. That's blood money.
You know, this is great of you. I love people that like to moralize about what another guy ought to do. What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm actually a microbiologist.
Okay, well, are you hurting animals and stuff?
Not at all.
Actually,
we're helping animals.
You might be hurting microbes.
Well, okay, laugh if you want, you guys, but, you know, I'm hanging here by my you-know-whats, and a little kid gets a pass while he digs into a big judge.
All right, look at Sylvan. Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Martha, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Austin Amarca.
Okay, I just want to say that you are a psycho, and I think you need a psychiatric treatment, and because you're not supposed to do that to the animals.
Why am I psycho?
Yeah, maybe your parents, they treat you that way, the way that you treated the chickens, you know, when you were little or whatever. Maybe that's why you're treating the animals that way, because that's the way that, you know, I see it and you.
Well, a chicken defecated on my suit.
Ah.
Okay,
so
now you're kicking them like footballs?
Well, being to yourself instead of doing to the chickens.
What?
And maybe you can feel the same way.
Maybe
you can feel all the way bouncing yourself all over instead of bouncing to the chickens.
Do you eat chickens in Indonesia?
And I love the chickens. I love any kind of chickens.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you wring their necks the same way I would, too.
Well, let me tell you something. You should wring your neck the same way that you're doing to the chickens.
You know what? Every night, you're
supposed to be in the electric chair.
You're supposed to be in the electric chair
because that's what you deserve.
Yeah, that's right. Let's kill people for killing chickens. Why did you go back to whatever the hell it is, India?
I'm not India anyway.
Hey, do you use chicken bones when you do voodoo?
Let me tell you something.
I bet you use chicken bones when you do voodoo.
And maybe you don't have to do the people like me like a mommy.
So you're using the chicken bones when you're laying voodoo on somebody.
No, we don't use the chickens. I don't use the chicken.
Hey.
Believe it or not, we have a farm.
Let me ask you something.
We eat chickens in the right way.
Is it hard to eat a chicken leg with a basket on your head?
I love it. It's squeezy. Mmm.
Yeah.
Yummy.
You sure you're talking about chicken?
Do the same thing.
All right, now wait a minute. I got this recording, Mr. Amarca, of you.
I don't care whatever you record. You supposed to be an electric chicken. I hold it for you an electric chicken.
Hey, Chiquita,
whatever you are... in which instead you are right now.
Hey, you know, I'll see you down at Bayfront Park. You'll be
That's
the one with the big rear end, right?
All right, look, fine. I want you to hear this.
You do?
I hung up on her.
That's the hottest thing I had going for 2 weeks. You hung up on her? God!
You ain't going to be happy. Did you blow up a hen house?
No, my attorney told me not
to. You blew a hen house up, didn't you? Using your cell phone to activate an explosive device. Now, this is pretty sick, and I want my listeners to listen to this.
Mr. Henry, I'm not going to comment. My attorney said I don't have to answer.
You don't have to answer anything. This is a recording that the FBI gave us of you activating an explosive device that you placed in a hen house with your cell phone. Go ahead and roll it.
All right, watch this.
Did you hear that?
I heard it, but I don't believe it.
Wait a minute, man. I'm going to play it again for you, because this is pretty twisted.
Mr. Henry, again, on advice of my attorney.
Yeah, on the advice of your attorney. Listen to this. Excuse me, man.
Well, are you going to play it?
Yeah, I'm going to play it. So you... Did you do that?
Yes, sir, I did, but that's not the whole tape.
It's not the whole tape.
No, sir, it is not. And if you are going to play the FBI recording, you have to play it all the way through, or else you are guilty of slander.
Is there more, Mark?
All right.
Then let's play the entire tape.
All right, thank you very much. Gee.
Here is the entire tape as recorded by the FBI. Oh, I forgot that part.
Yeah, you forgot that part. I blew taps for the chickens. And then, along came a chicken with a hand grenade.
And blew up Boston? Okay. 1-800, stupidest bit we've done yet. I'm sure the cat plays taps after he blows up a hen house using his cell phone to activate the explosive device. Now, that's what I call animal cruelty. That's what I call hysterically funny animal cruelty. All right, 1-800-449-8686. You got to check out that story about the chickens. It's true, man. There's some pretty sick bastards out there. You know, any guy that abuses an animal is going to wind up abusing human beings eventually. So I say, if you find someone that does abuse animals, then it's perfectly fine to beat their heads in with a baseball bat, because sooner or later they're going to do it to a human being. You'll be saving a human life. Remember, save a life, take a life. Words to live by. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last pork chop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
If you go to www.philhendryshow.com, check out our website that tells you all about the radio show that we do here, which is probably one of the most unique radio shows going. I hate to have to sort of bang the drum as hard as I do, but if we don't, who will, huh? Okay, so anyway, go to our website. $6.95 gets you backstage pass. You can check out all of our classic audio, man. It's right there at your fingertips. And a 30-day archive of full shows. So if you missed any show over the last 30 days, go back to that archive and you can literally listen to it whichever hour you would like to listen to. You can listen to it that way. And also it gets you access to our high-quality audio archives going back in some cases like 10 years, just the little, you know, phone call bits that we do. We also have great gifts in our souvenir shop. And when I say great, I mean they're really unique. We have the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts. We've got the Ted's of Beverly Hills shot glasses and coasters. We've also got Phil Hendry Show gear. We have Jay Sano Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirts, caps, and belt watches. We have the Western Estates, Bobby Dooley's Western Estates Homeowners Association spa robe, tote bag. We've got the cooler for the beach. which is like a 16-can cooler thing, sweet. And we also have, what else do we got, man? Oh, yeah, like that gardening thing, which my wife's actually using today, out in the yard, or was using today, anyway. Man, it's been hot, ain't it? Well, it's been hot out here. It's got to be hot. What is this? It's like summer. It's got to be a billion degrees everywhere. So anyway, at the website, you can also pick up our Best Of CD, The Best of Phil Henry Show 2003, called The Death of Talk Radio. All of the proceeds from the sale of our CD go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. We appreciate it immensely if you support them. Now, looking into the news here, as we sort of squeeze the life out of this hour, this guy, Mark Hacking, is that his name? He is the husband of Lori Hacking. He is a person of interest in her disappearance. You know, somebody's husband, I don't want to say whether this guy's guilty or not. Let's just give you the facts. Well, here's one of the facts. We know that she was pregnant. Who's that remind you of? We know that it was her first pregnancy. That reminds you of anybody? We know that he made a credit card purchase at 10:23 on the morning of her disappearance. I believe it was the morning of her disappearance, correct, Chris? And then at 10:49, he called the cops and reported his wife missing. Now, at 10:23, I'm buying something. And in a half an hour, I'm calling the cops and I'm reporting my wife missing. Now, that's what I call multitasking. Okay, I got to get some, we got fertilizer for the lawn. I want to make sure to get the car's oil changed. Make sure the cops know that Lori's missing. She's probably dismembered somewhere. Also, buddy, I want you to get in the car. Make sure the dog's fed. I mean, look, we all do this, don't we? We all say, well, here's what I would have done. I don't know if we're all the same or if it, my wife goes jogging like a lot of women, and most of us husbands don't, and our wives do, thank God. Anyway, if my wife is gone 40 minutes, that's about how long she jogs. Now, if she's gone an hour, I figure she has stopped to talk to somebody. If she's gone an hour and a half and her car is still out in the driveway, if I look out there and say, all right, Maria's car is still there and she's been gone 90 minutes and she's jogging and I know it's hot, that's when I start to think maybe I'll jump in the car and see where she is. Now I jump in the car and I drive around to look for her. I don't find her. Okay? Now that's when a little bit of the fear starts to set in, right? Do you go home immediately and call the cops? I wouldn't. What I would do is I would start calling her friends. Okay, do you know, did you see Maria? Did you pick her up? Or were you out on the highway? Because my wife's one of these people, maybe you're married to the same kind of woman. She'll just, at the drop of a hat, go and do something. She won't tell me. And I, where the hell were you? Oh, you know, I went over to so-and-so's house and I didn't call you because, you know, we got to talking and all this crap. I ain't going to call the cops, but I'll start to call friends. Now, let's say it's going on 2 hours. I don't know where the hell she is. Now I'm going to start racking my brains. Did she say she was going anywhere? Did I forget? Did she tell me something? Where would she be? Right? The last thing I'm thinking about doing is going out and making sure the grocery shopping is done. You know what I'm saying? You know, while I'm worrying about where she is, I think I might as well go to the store and get corn for tonight's barbecue. I mean, I'm not thinking about anything else. So, anyway. That's just me, and God knows that. Don't base your opinions on how I would behave, because if you do, we all belong in a rubber room. I will say, he was buying a new bed, and Chris made this point. Isn't that something you do with your wife? I mean, why, you know, you're married, you're going to go out and buy a mattress, huh? You go out and buy a mattress? There's no way I buy a mattress without my wife's going to insist on being there. She's going to insist on knowing what the hell it is I'm buying. Now, we know enough about this phenomenon of first-time pregnant women. Of all women who are pregnant that have been murdered, 20% have been murdered by their husbands. In other words, of all of the murders of pregnant women, 20% are murdered by their husbands. We also know from the FBI that first-time pregnancy is a moment of panic for a lot of these guys. They see their worlds going right straight down the drain. You know, the public is getting a little more educated when it comes to this stuff. You know, it's not like the old days where any line of crap that some lawyer's going to throw at you, you're going to believe. Now we're getting more information. I'm not saying this guy's guilty, but I'm just saying you just want to maybe check the switch on the electric chair, just make sure it's working. That's all. I ain't saying he's guilty, okay? But is there a problem with just painting the bullseye on his chest just now? Good luck, dude. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.